This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The last case of smallpox was in 1977. Supposedly, the only remaining stocks of the deadly virus are securely stored in the United States and Russia. Some terrorism experts worry that samples of the virus may have fallen into the wrong hands, so the U.S. government wants to develop a defense to what could be a deadly bioterrorism agent. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The reason public health officials are worried about any possible smallpox outbreak is that the smallpox virus kills 30% of its victims and leaves survivors seriously scarred. It spreads easily through the air to anyone within 6 feet of an infected person. Before the smallpox virus was eradicated through vaccination, it killed hundreds of millions of people worldwide. People in the U.S. were vaccinated up until 1972, but doctors believe most of the protection has worn off, leaving people vulnerable if there's an attack using airborne virus. A working group of bioterrorism experts in 1999 recommended that the government stockpile 40 million vaccine doses. Thomas Inglesby of the Johns Hopkins Center for Civilian Biodefense now says it should be 100 million after seeing how a simulated bioterrorist attack played out last summer.
Instead of having only one location of smallpox cases, there could be multiple to begin with. And even if there were only one location of a smallpox attack in the United States, by the time public health authorities became aware of smallpox cases, it is likely that those cases would have moved about to different places in the country.
That's because people don't develop symptoms for up to 2 weeks. Now, the government only has 15 million vaccine doses stockpiled, but it's starting an experiment to see if those doses can be diluted to make as many as 75 to 150 million doses. The dilutions are being tested on 650 volunteers, says Anthony Fauci, who heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
We're screening them now. We'll likely give the first injections in the first week in November. Hopefully by December we will have completed the vaccinations, and then we will analyze the data over the next month to month and a half.
The government has no plans to vaccinate without an outbreak. The current vaccine causes significant side effects in about one in every 4,000 people. The vaccine is protective if it's used within 3 days of an exposure. But could people be vaccinated quickly enough? There is some relatively recent experience with a smallpox outbreak in the U.S. In 1947, a businessman came back to New York City from Mexico with smallpox.
What ensued was a very typical and highly effective public health maneuver. Namely, the person was isolated and quarantined. The contact tracing was implemented, looking at all the contacts of the individual over the previous few weeks. And then within a period of about 2 weeks, more than 6 million New Yorkers were vaccinated.
Now, a bioterrorism attack may involve more than one case in more than one city and may generate more anxiety. Government officials already have a plan to get people vaccinated if they've been exposed. If there's an outbreak now, the government would vaccinate exposed people with the 15 million existing doses. In a few months, if the dilutions work, there would be more doses available. The government is evaluating contracts for production of a safer vaccine, enough to cover everyone in the country. Long term, researchers are working on a vaccine with fewer side effects. Drugs to fight the smallpox virus are also an option. Anthony Fauci says there are two ways to find something.
One is to look at already developed antiviral agents to determine their potential efficacy against smallpox. The other is to do the basic research to try and target your antivirals against the smallpox virus.
Researchers in his institute are studying an AIDS drug that laboratory tests suggest holds some promise, though Tom Inglesby says the vaccine may be the best bet since it has a good track record.
To bring a antiviral substance to market, we suspect, would be on the order of hundreds of millions of dollars in and of itself. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't pursue that. It's just to say that we have not seen data yet that supports the efficacy of an antiviral substance against smallpox.
What's striking about the smallpox research is how quickly it's moving, he says.
As of 2 years ago, the best estimates for making a smallpox vaccine reserve of 40 million doses were in the order of 24 to 36 months at an absolute breakneck pace, full-speed crash production. We now know that the administration, after calling together multiple heads of pharmaceutical manufacturers, believes that it has the potential to be able to make enough smallpox vaccine for the entire nation in a year.
He says that what's made the difference is that scientists and politicians have come to a much clearer understanding of how vulnerable the nation is to bioterrorism. Joanne Solberner, NPR News, Washington.